He wrote a letter to his alma mater, UCF, to see if they would bestow upon him a doctorate of broadcasting. After hearing the Sunny Update, they initiated an investigation into his transcripts. Here's the man who graduated magna cum loaded. Here's Rick Stacy.
Brought to you by Victory Casino Cruises. Speaking of UCF, they're in a little bit of trouble there. They misappropriated some funds, about $38 million, to build a classroom hall, which they did not get approval on. And now Marcos Marchena is resigning from his role as trustee. Trustee of what, you may ask? Our tax dollars.
Oh.
Yeah. This is just like the surface of the story, like the outside of the egg. We don't know what's in the yolk, because there's more to this than they're saying here. The current board chairman, Robert Harvey, responded to what was said in the State House with a statement that promised vigorous work to correct the problem. Isn't that great? You know, in my next life, I'm going to be a politician or some kind of, you know, snoofy, woofy academic.
Yes.
Because then I can say words like, well, you know, I know there's $6 billion missing from the vault, but I'm going to do some vigorous work to investigate myself to make sure that that money's, you know, appropriated properly for the institution for which legislation is being passed.
You sound like SpongeBob.
No, Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
What, SpongeBob? What?
Am I doing too much of that? Either of you.
All right, Squidward. So anyway, $38 million were misspent.
So now legislation's just...
No. Show you the money.
That's not so, dude. Show me the money.
I love the quotes, man. I love these guys when they speak. We're committed to working with the Board of Governors and the legislature to ensure we are vigorous stewards of the public trust and tax dollars. Yeah, I'm sure you are while you drive around in your freaking Jaguars.
Here's some big words that don't really answer your question, but it's a response.
And it makes you squeamish, so you won't ask any more questions.
Oh, well, he said some big words. I'll write those down.
Did he? Tax season is in full swing.
Ugh.
And here's a recent survey from Tax Slayer found that there are several surprising facts about Americans and what they would rather do than do their taxes. 24% say they would rather wait at a DMV line all day long. 24% said they would rather go without caffeine for a month. 20% would rather take a road trip with their in-laws without a radio or a phone.
Oh!
That's bad. 16% said they would rather get a root canal.
Ah! Dude, TurboTax, we done.
Listen to this guy. He got in the mail $1 million on a tax refund.
Whoa.
On wages of just $19,000. Obviously a mistake. Raymond Christopher Blanchett, though, started spending the money. He put it in his bank. His bank said, hey, dude, you don't make that much money. Your balance was 50 cents last week. Where'd you get this $980 million? He says, oh, you know, it was $980,000. He says it was it was my grandfather. That's it. It was his estate. The bank said, okay, but they still reported it. So the IRS has come back now and he's taken $920,000 that's left in the account back. Plus, they repossessed his 2016 Lexus he bought.
Oh,
wow.
Can you leave a poor guy a car? Come on, man.
Dude, he should have taken that money, absconded to Ecuador, and
exactly.
Just lived like a king.
Yeah, but they don't think like that. It wasn't even like a premeditated crime. He just ended up with the money all of a sudden.
And people forget, when you pull off big crime like that, you have to leave. You can't just hang out here.
Hey, he's lucky they're not putting him in jail.
Oh, yeah. That's big money.
He's a ding-dong.
Yeah, I know, right?
I've been out.
Italy.
I may not have even told you where I was going.
Angie, didn't you used to be like white-collar money lawyer?
Yeah.
what kind of charge does this guy get?
I mean, it was a mistake. That was not on his part.
Right.
Oh. So he might not go to jail at all. He just...
No, but he would have to make restitution.
Oh.
I can't believe they took his car.
It wasn't his car.
Should have been. All right. Renowned Harvard University
what?
David Sinclair is a doctor of genetics. There we go. Made a startling assertion. He has discovered a molecule that can be given to people to make you almost 20 years younger physically, lengthening your lifespan, and it's already proven in mice. Sinclair now boasts online that he has the lung capacity, cholesterol, and blood pressure of a young adult, even though he's 50, all right? He has financial stakes in this new product called NAD Boosters. Yeah. Elysium Health, a supplement company, said that NAD Boosters sell for $60 a bottle. I think it means something else. I'm sure it doesn't mean NAD Boosters.
Like it doesn't mean...
No. He's also an investor in Insider Tracker, the company that says they measure age. So should I try? Should I try NAD Boosters?
I think you need to get a year's supply.
I mean, it's as funny as the name is, if this is real, this guy's going to be dead in like a year. He's going to be dead. All his research is going to be gone. No one's going to find the pill.
Nobody's not putting anybody out of business. It's when you find a cure to cancer or you find a cure to not having to use gasoline. That's when you're dead.
Yeah, but I mean, think of how many things you sell to somebody who's aging. And now you might not have to.
It's a big, big business. Finally, President Trump later this Monday signed an executive order instructing the federal government to prioritize and dedicate resources to artificial intelligence. That's AI, ladies and gentlemen. Did you see that one yesterday that it was on NBC about how one scientist invented a killer robot? He put together a killer robot.
Oh,
now, dude, I saw that. And now he's doing an article about the danger of killer robots. I'm thinking to myself, the guy's there inventing the thing, and then he's telling everybody to be afraid of the thing that he invented. It's like, oh, my God, I made another one. It's going to kill us. Let me make another one.
A meeting about this, how we're not supposed to do that?
Dude, they did a meeting in the Pentagon the other day talking about the dangers of killer robots, but they keep making them.
This is a little like Dr. Frankenfurter and his brain.
I'm just saying, we require technical support for a lot of the everyday electronics that we use. I couldn't imagine one that like flies and shoots stuff.
Well, Trump says we have to maintain American leadership in artificial intelligence. I mean, I agree we need to do that, but this could get out of hand. In his speech during the State of the Union, he also mentioned it, that AI is an initiative that we're looking at to boost America's leadership in the field. So,
you just got to be careful. You teach that thing too many things, or you teach it the wrong thing, and it learns the wrong way. You got to...
That's the scary part. They learn.
Listen, if this is public now, this is already out of hand. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, everything we get's 20 years behind whatever the government's got, whatever they're working on. Well,
he's got one in the White House.
Hey, folks, thanks for coming. And I, President Trump, want to announce that I have signed a new artificial intelligence initiative. Yes, with the help of some brainiac scientists, we will make artificial intelligence a reality. In fact, we already have. I'd like to introduce the first AI, the super smart TrumpBot 3000. That's right. Say hello, TrumpBot.
Greetings. I am the TrumpBot 3000. I am bigly smart, and I am a robot.
Wow, pretty great, huh?
And Mr. President, what sorts of things are the TrumpBot programmed to do?
I am programmed to be bigly smart and to design plans to build a wall. It will be a huge wall. I am so smart.
You sure are, TrumpBot.
And let me also say that I never had relations with the Stormy Daniels sex robot. She is a liar. A liar.
All right, TrumpBot, that's enough.
Drafting and sending tweets now.
Wow, great work, TrumpBot.
No questions.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.